Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we got a different subject we'll be discussing coming up in the next segment. Some good news. Different locales around the country are throwing out the Animal ID Act. And the state operation here in Texas is getting in a lot of trouble. People learn about what this Big Brother system for all your livestock and even your parakeet will really do. $1,000 a day fines. Got to ask permission to leave your house with your horse, you name it. Want to be slaves? Well, they're setting up a nice system for people that want to be slaves. So that's coming up for just one segment. I'm just going to have him on about 12, 14 minutes or so. And then we'll get back into this mountain of news I haven't even detailed yet. We've already covered quite a bit of it, though. Right now, let's go back to the calls, and let's talk to Michael in New York and Fred Roy and others. Michael, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Nobody deserves more commendation than you, Alex. You're the guy with risking everything every day. With respect to Charlie Sheen, I am curious, though. Weren't they Clinton supporters?
Yes, but I've talked to Charlie really wasn't political then, and he's a gun owner, and he's more conservative than his father, I would venture to say.
Okay. Now, Alex, with respect to 9/11, Road to Tyranny, excellent work right there for sure.
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, your phone cut out for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, with respect to your 9/11 Road to Tyranny video, which is excellent work as well, in that segment where the FEMA trainer educating the police and the fire rescue guys.
Says the Founding Fathers are bad terrorists and all Christians are enemies of the government.
Alex, you got it. That right there, that little blurb, if that could be posted on every site, all people need to see that, and immediately they have the evidence of, hey, this is what our government, the people in our government
think. It's insane.
Think.
They're talking like space aliens.
It's unbelievable.
And then I show a bunch of documents that are official that say it.
Alex, they should be hanging from a tree limb just from that. Now, last, if I may, you know, to prove how the Christians are so asleep, when in 99, when all the candidates were running for the Republican nomination and Bush got it, so through the debates on TV, live, the question is posed among them.
That was actually in 2000.
Okay, thank you. The question was posed among them about who influenced them the most in their lives, and when GW's turn to answer that, he tried to say Jesus, but he couldn't. He kept saying, it was like he was under kryptonite or something. He couldn't say Jesus. And to this day, he never says Jesus. And yet these Christians think he's so Christian, it's baffling.
I know, I've seen that clip. It is like kryptonite. It's like a vampire trying
right.
to kiss a cross.
Exactly. You see it with your own eyes. It's exactly how it is. Alex, God bless. Great work.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the compliment. Yeah, for those that haven't read the Charlie Sheen story we put out, there's two of them now in the audio interview. Please get it out to everybody. I mean, the mainstream media is trying to block this story. I mean, can you imagine if Charlie Sheen had a crooked toenail? It'd be top news. Dun, 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 dun. But he comes out cogently and covers 9/11 and more, and it's just not a word said. Let's talk to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Actually, Indiana, but that's okay.
Hey, you know, it's in the U.S.
I just wanted to say I've been a member of PrisonPlanet.tv for like 5 months now, and I still haven't downloaded all the videos you got up on there. By far, worth the money, so I encourage everyone out there to go and get an account.
I appreciate the lavish plug.
No problem. I wanted to ask you, I wanted to go to Indianapolis with some of your movies and a couple of government documents I printed out. Is there any law against me standing on a sidewalk and just handing these materials out?
No, none of it is a public street. Some have unconstitutional laws against panhandling, but you just explained that it's free speech material, and you know, you really shouldn't have a problem. They're trying to train police to arrest you. They're trying to train them there's no free speech, but it's not working.
Yeah, because I come across that video of the protesters getting attacked by the police on your website. And
they've done nothing, and that's up in D.C. at a anti-war rally, and they just attack them. I mean, in New York, I've got video where cops will run their bicycles into a crowd just sitting there in a park to then be able to beat them up and arrest them for assault. Imagine the cop right on purpose just they're all just sitting there, just runs into them on purpose. I mean, it's called provocateuring.
Yeah, I've seen that video. There was one other thing I wanted to bring up, like 2 years ago.
That was their trick in New York. They'd run into you, and then when they assaulted you, it was assault.
Yeah, I saw that. And there was
in the past, cops just beat you up. You know, we got a break. Stay there, sir.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Marriage post-September 11th world, where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards, and yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.com. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Alex Jones here. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got this guest just for one segment. We appreciate him spending time with us. And he is, well, just doing an amazing job out there with other citizens fighting against this Big Brother takeover that even the big paper in Fort Worth reported. In Fort Worth, called it Big Brother Watching Your Cow, and then it admitted that satellite tracking systems via the cell towers that boost the signal will scan the RFID tag that must be put in all livestock. And if everything isn't done exactly as they say, $1,000 a day fines. You think the IRS is bad. This is a whole new layer of bureaucracy and the big meat packers and others trying to monopolize the industry have openly lobbied and talked about this is to put small operators out of business. This is to shut down the family farm. There's a lot of people got 10, 15 cows, 50 cows. And they pay for upkeep of the tractor. They pay for their taxes with it. I mean, I've got family. We are land rich, I guess, money poor when it comes to our property we've had from Spanish land grants back in 1829 there in northeast Texas. And it's just close to the town of Buffalo, south of Fairfield. And they need those cows. I mean, they basically, it just pays for the taxes and pays for putting new fences in every 10 years or so, and it just pays the bills. I mean, you got to do that just to keep your land. And it is, and then, you know, somebody gets cancer, and over time, you got to sell land. And we don't have many farmers left. I'm sure you've heard that, but it just gets worse and worse and worse. But I'm going to shut up. The good news is Texas County Farm Bureau rejects mandatory ID plan. Texas is moving towards rejecting it. The first state to pass a law joining the federal law. So we're in really deep trouble here, but the outrage has just been massive. And longtime dairy farmer and rancher Bob Parker explains why he proposed the resolution, and then he gets into it. So, Mr. Parker, thank you for spending time with us.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and just what you're doing, ranching and farming, and what you discovered about the IDing process for the livestock, the premises identification as well, and the National Animal Identification System.
Well, just to give you a little background, I grew up in Kansas on a farm, moved to Missouri when I was 19, bought a farm here. I'm 49. I've dairy farmed and run beef cattle, still run beef cattle. You know, have about 700 acres that I farm and you know, just stay busy on the farm. I sell real estate also.
That's what farmers have got to do is work two or three jobs. All the farmers and ranchers in my family have to go in and work a job during the week, and then on the weekend they might work from sunup to sundown just to keep the family farm going.
Well, exactly. I mean, when I dairied, I just worked the dairy. I didn't have time for anything else. But now with beef cattle, you know, you got to supplement that. But my first love's the farm. But you know, I've been involved in a lot of groups and read a lot of magazines and try to stay informed. We're kind of, you know, out here in the Ozarks. We're kind of out of the mainstream here. We're kind of kicked back in this rural lifestyle and enjoy it very much. But, you know, about 30 days ago or so, I read this National Identification System plan on the USDA site, and I'd heard this thing kicked around some, you know, and just that they were talking about some kind of animal ID thing and didn't really have any details. You know, they said, well,
it's to stop Al-Qaeda. It's to stop Al-Qaeda, but the border's wide open.
Yeah, right. It's just, you know, and nothing definite on it. Then I read, you know, about 30 days ago, I read this plan, and it's like, my God, this is written by the Gestapo. I just can't even believe that this has been out there for a couple of years. You know, all the time for the public to have input in it are basically over. They've already had their hearings. I really wasn't aware, you know, that this was really being discussed like it is. I mean, I was just horrified.
Does it scare you to think all the other stuff you don't know about?
Well, yeah. And, you know, I basically, you know, kind of trust the government, give them benefit of the doubt. I mean, I know there's problems but then when you see this in black and white, what they're getting ready to do to the farm, you just realize how far things are digressing, how fast and, you know, how bad things are getting. And it's like, you know, I'm not going to take this anymore. I've got to get people informed about this because in our area, nobody's heard anything about the details of this plan. So I've been writing and talking to people and basically creating havoc with our elected officials,
yeah,
and they're trying to educate them.
You're a Paul Revere. For those that don't know what's in the plan, and I actually have the federal regulations. I have the Texas state law here in my hands, and I have their own handouts. I mean, this is official what they're going to do. Tell people about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to ID all livestock. They're going to put a transmitter and everything. It's going to, you know, it's supposed to be read from 30 inches away. Everything's going to be required to, you know, receive this ID according to the plan. You know, it's going to be made mandatory. The timeline is, let's see here, that by January 2008, premises registration and animal ID is required. That's
mandatory.
And
that's when we get our national ID cards. Did you know your state driver's license is already federal?
Well, I know I had to take my
driver's license?
No.
Passport?
Yeah, my passport in. When I got my driver's license last week, they had to have my passport. So I know there's changes in there.
They're going to add a tracker chip to all the licenses and a face scan and a thumb scan. Texas has been doing it with the face scan and the thumb scan since 93.
Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible. But, you know, in 2009, according to their plan, all animal movements are going to have to be reported. And this, according to the plan, everybody's going to be affected. I mean, you got a chicken in the backyard, or you got a calf, or a 4-H project, or a small herd of cattle. This is going to affect everybody unless there's some changes made. And from what I can gather, they don't seem to be making any changes.
And then if your cow gets struck by lightning or coyotes kill a calf, you got to report that. If you don't, thousands of dollars of fine, jail time, little inspectors coming to your house all the time.
Exactly. And you know, I've talked to people, you know, about this that are, and I've argued with people that support this. They're like, well, you know, we've just got to have this because all these diseases are getting ready to descend upon us. You know, from the constant barrage they get in the media, it's just like, you know, we're just, you know, going to have this flood of bioterrorism and all this stuff.
But the
actual
data.
All this stuff in place. And, you know, it's like, I'm not trading my freedom here for, you know, this, you know, so-called security. I mean, they admit this isn't going to really stop any disease.
Did you know that the real data shows that almost all the disease is coming from big agri feedlots and, mm-hmm. and, you know, massive chicken coops with a million chickens in one building? That and they're the ones lobbying for this.
Right, exactly. The, you know, small agriculture, guys like me, you know, with 50 cows and smaller, you know, we're the guys that are going to take it on the chin with this. We've got ID everything.
Well, that's why they're lobbying for it.
What's that?
They've said in some of the policy documents of the corporations, I don't know if you've seen these, but it's been written about, that this is meant to add a layer of regulation to knock you guys out. They admit it.
Exactly. I've even had local guys tell me, we need to get rid of these small producers. They're not good for the industry. I'm like, you're talking about people that raise their own food. Are you out of your mind? You know, this is America. You know, have we lost?
Well, see, this is what happens. There's all these scumbags who've got 50, 100 cows. They associate themselves with a ConAgra or something that, you know, slaughtering millions a year. And then, yeah, we got to get rid of the little guys. And no, you're the little guy.
Yeah, you're right. They don't realize they're going to be the little guy. It's going to be all the really big guys that are going to control the whole thing. But, you know, we're talking about people, their ability to raise their own food without government fees and costs and restrictions. I mean, to grow your own food. I mean,
you did more than talk about it. You took the bull by the horns, pun intended, and you marched in there and you got your county to pass a resolution saying we're not going to do this.
Well, I did. We had a knockdown, drag-out meeting in our last, when we got together, our Farm Bureau Board, and, you know, I just wanted to say that we reject it. I mean, it was there was about blood on the floor, but it did pass. And I think everybody out there should take, some kind of resolution and take it to their local city council, take it to the Farm Bureau boards, take it to, you know, their commissioners, get everybody to adopt a resolution opposing this. Now, some, not all are, but at least they're going to become aware. But that's something everybody could do. They could take a resolution, get your local political party to pass a resolution against it if you can.
Now, Mr. Parker, this is a great idea you've got, and that's exactly what we're doing. But all wealth comes from the land, and this is feudalism. This is serfdom. Make no mistake. They've openly announced they're getting us off the land. They only want big agribusiness out there.
Yeah. Well, and I fought for, you know, so the small farmer. Ever since I've been a small farmer, you know, I mean, we're disappearing. We're going to be the next endangered species. We nearly are. I mean, you know, I sell real estate down here in the Ozarks. There's very few people coming in here deriving their livelihoods from the farm anymore. You know, I mean, there's just fewer and fewer people. The farms are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's sad to see communities dying. And, of course, as they get bigger and bigger, those big predatory, which are really medium-sized farms, they're just going to be working with the government to shut down the small ones.
Right.
Little Jay Johnson over there didn't tag all of them. He had his horse out without scanning it. You're going to go to jail for a year, boy.
Yep.
Get my deputy over there. We don't cotton to free grazers around here.
Yeah, that's really what you're looking at. As unbelievable as this sounds, what we're talking about, I mean, if somebody just tunes into this and says, God, what are these guys are nuts talking about this stuff, you know, get on the USDA site and read in black and white what they are proposing. It is absolutely unbelievable.
That's what business is now in the modern corrupt America. It isn't so much the product, it's monopolies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what these companies do. Tell you what, sir, can you stay with us for one more segment?
Sure.
We got a little break here. We'll come back with you for five more minutes, and then I'm going to cover the news. We'll get back after that and take your calls, everybody. This is so important. It's called feudalism. We're going into slavery right now. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Dairy farmer and rancher Bob Parker, he led the counter-assault against the consolidators. They want to run us all off the land. That's their own stated policy and goal, total control, monopoly. And they use their PR machines to convince us to all stand down and go along with it, but they got it thrown out in their farm bureau up in Texas County, Missouri. And they're on the run here in Texas. They passed it here. And the fight continues on. And reading through these documents, their own documents, they say, oh, we'll make it mandatory or voluntary the first 2 years and then have it kick in as mandatory. That's the way to get people to go along with it. And they're really deceptive and sneaky, and they dispatch their minions all over the country to come talk to the local farm bureaus and lie to you guys, don't they?
That's exactly right. I mean, they've talked about this voluntary plan and Farm Bureau-supported voluntary plan. And, you know, and then when I read the actual document, and that's part of the plan, that it's like just exactly like you said, it's voluntary and goes to mandatory. I'm like, how can you call a program like that voluntary if it goes to mandatory? But that's how you get everybody sucked in, and they're already, you know, passing out these papers, register your farms now, you know, give them their GPS coordinates. I mean, it is an outrage, you know, they're just boiling the frog, you know, slowly. And, I see where it's going, and a whole bunch of other people do too, and it's just time to stand up and yell about it. You know, this is serious stuff. We just got to stop it.
It's going to add a lot of cost on just initially to the price of these farm-raised cattle and chickens and other things that are grown out there, as you farmers say. And then once it causes a greater consolidation, that'll really spike prices.
Well, exactly. I mean, once they can get the, you know, ability of people to produce their own food, and it's just in the hands of a few of the giants, we're going to be asking them how much food is.
Well, their operatives and lackeys are everywhere. Did you run into any of their minions trying to stop you from doing this at your
home? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable what I've been through. I mean, I've been told since our meeting that the vote was illegal and blah, 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 blah. And I've had some of my news releases stop from coming out in papers. And we're going to have another real interesting board meeting next month because the people that oppose it are just extremely opposed to it. But I'm not stopping. I mean, they don't get it. This isn't something that I can back on. This is for what everything that I believe in, you know, and as a Christian, as a believer, you know, when you see about the mark, you know, you can't buy and sell without a mark. And I know very few people really seem to pay attention to that anymore other than, you know, real believers. But, you know, this problem, this isn't the mark. This isn't on my forehead or my right hand.
But it's a big step towards it.
It's a big step towards it. It's leading right into it. You know, you get, you know, all the animals ID'd. You can't buy or sell them. You get all the pets ID'd. And it's going to be a real small step, you know. To ID, you know, all the people. So, you know, and there's...
Well, it's simple, Mr. Parker, and you know this. Throughout history, elites never want the people to have land. That's freedom. That's the capacity to be sovereign, to be independent. And humans' entire history is the struggle to keep land and have land. It is the icon of liberty. That's what the wealth and liberty grows out of.
Exactly.
And you talk about the Bible. You know, that's in the Bible. And it's being taken from us right now under a myriad of different attacks and guises and phony environmentalism and land grabs and all of it.
Well, exactly.
And now here comes this.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, anybody who loves our country and loves the land and loves everything that we have here has got to stand up on this issue. You can't wait anymore. You've got to stand up on this issue and oppose this with everything you've got.
Well, they have meetings here in Texas where the state board, the legislature passed an unconstitutional law and just said the board is given unlimited authority. Then the board, with all their big, agri connections, big money connections, conflict of interest, just says, okay, you got to do this. We're making it illegal right now. Starting in just a few months, so everybody gets upset, and they have a few meetings, and there's 500 people there, and one person there is for it. Everybody else is against it, so then they just cancel the public meetings.
Right. Yeah, they've created these bureaucracies. You know, they're not elected officials. The people don't really get a voice. They just create these bureaucracies. They give them some enabling legislation somewhere. You know, in the Bioterrorism Act or somewhere it says, you know, keep our food safe, and they just go off and, you know, do all this stuff that they've been wanting to do for so long, you know, and they're like, well, we can get it in now because of the terrorist attack and all that. We'll ram all this stuff in. And, you know, we've got to wake up and fight it. I mean, I'm just,
well, you said,
a little guy down here in Missouri, you know, and it's finally got to, this issue affects all us little guys. I mean,
Listen, I want to stay in contact with you. Are you going to take your fight at the state level now?
Yeah, we're working. We have a state resolution that they're probably going to pass opposing it. Now, Tennessee did that. We're trying to get that done here. We've got
good job.
We're fighting it as far as, you know, we're going to fight it all the way.
Good.
We've got to win.
We're out of time. Thank you so much, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Callers that are patiently holding, we're going to get to your calls, cover some more news before this broadcast ends here in about 26 minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Hadn't had her on in a couple of weeks, and she's Debbie Morrow, and she just takes the calls from the radio interviews they do for New Millennium Concepts. They're the national distributor and manufacturer of the American Berkey, the Big Berkey with the black elements. They also carry the British Berkeys if you would prefer those, but the U.S. design is a new standard, according to the universities that did the studies on it. Non-detectable. There's just nothing in the water once it goes through there. It just cuts it all out. They have so many other great products. And listen, the crisis is now. The poison in your water is there. And your family deserves clean water, and these are the best gravity filters out there, and you buy Chinese knockoffs for $100 more. This is made in America. You get these for $195, $250, you know, the different configurations, and a cheap knockoff's $300 at the local camping store. And you can go see Berkey's there for $300, $350. So you're getting the, you're getting what distributors who buy hundreds are getting them for. Okay? They do that because they believe in the program. They're patriots. They are against the New World Order. Jim Shepard is a great Christian man, the owner. And with the Iran situation coming up, when is this a better time? And when is there a better time? With Israel saying they may attack them any minute, and Bush saying they're going to back them up, and Iran saying we're going to destroy you. I mean, look, scaring you gets you to buy filters, fine. I'm telling you, that's not even the threat. The threat is what is already in your water. I drink filtered water. I use their systems. I bought it for friends and family. We use it. You need to have it. Debbie's going to spend a few minutes with us. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. I heard your phones have been ringing off the hook the last few weeks. That's good. That means people are concerned and are moving.
I think so. I think people are finally realizing. I have call after call from your listeners who say, you know, I've been thinking about it for 3 years, and I finally decided it's time to get a Berkey. And, you know, if they'd have bought it 3 years ago, they'd have quit buying bottled water a long time ago and probably would have saved thousands of dollars in their grocery list. So, you know, for those people that are sitting around thinking, you know, I really ought to get a Berkey, but I can't afford it, you really can't afford not to get one if you're buying bottled water.
Well, you've done the calculation. A small bottle of water is a dollar. A good size one's like $2, $1.50. Let's say you drink, you're at work, you buy one or two of those a day. Then in just a couple months, you'll pay off the Berkey.
That's right. And not only that, you know you're getting the very best possible drinking water available in this day and time. You know, I mean, you're getting out the chemicals and the petroleum products that are in the water, all these things that are poisoning us little by little every day. You know, you're drinking Berkey water, you're staying healthier. I know personally for me, over the years since I've been drinking Berkey water, I have quit getting strep throat like I used to get. I've quit getting the colds and the viruses.
Yeah, there's all sorts of bacteria. I mean, people need to go to the FDA's own website and look at what allowable levels of nickel and mercury and arsenic and all these poisons and then bacteria. See, the chlorine only kills the bacteria. You're still drinking them. You're still drinking little microscopic pieces of dead meat, basically.
That's right. It sure is. And we take out the pathogenic bacteria to a non-detectable level.
Well, take Los Angeles and many other cities. They have toilet to tap. They are drinking recycled sewer water.
That's pretty sick. You think about it.
And then most of the bottled water is just semi-filtered for flavor toilet water.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And you're getting, you know, the fluoride in lots of bottled water that they're not listing on the bottles.
That's right, because the regular systems don't knock out the fluoride. In fact, even though Berkey's are the best thing out there under electron microscopes, no bacteria a week after you pour slime, long growth through it, some of the fluoride, I forget looking at the statistics, what, like 80-some percent of the fluoride is cut out by your filters, but you have to buy post filters on top of that that go on the spigot to just knock out the next level. I mean, fluoride is so hard to get out.
It really is, and We're one of the only filters out there that has the ability to take the fluoride out, and we really want to encourage people to try and do the very best for their health. I've had so many customers who, you know, give me testimony after testimony how healthy they feel, how much more water they're drinking because they're actually seeing their water.
Now, does my memory serve me? Your regular filtration gets 80-plus percent out. And then when you add the post filter, only 99%?
It takes out about 99%.
Okay.
The actual Black Berkey filters don't take any of the fluoride out, Alex. It's just with the, you need to have the post filter.
Okay, so is it the white ones that do that? I remember reading the literature.
No, it was a long time ago. We had the very first set of filters. We tried doing a formulation where the filters did take out some of the fluoride with the black filters, but unfortunately,
oh, it was too slow. Too slow.
It was so slow, and people would have had to replace the filters so quickly, it would have been very costly.
So people understand this, what we're talking about. Everybody talks about spring water being so good, or down in these caves. That's because it's gone through the limestone.
That's correct.
And this was invented in England, I don't know, 100-something, 200 years ago, and Queen Elizabeth gave him a big award for it, and then another Queen gave him an award for it, and then the American version's even better. And I mean, it really does a great job, folks. I hope you'll give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. 4438, and you get a free gift. And when you get one of the larger Berkeys, you get two free gifts. You now even have the travel Berkey that's a little bit smaller for your campers or for at work. And just on InfoWars.com on the shopping cart, tell them which free gift you want, or if you go to BerkeyWater.com, get the exact same deals, exact same specials there. That's their direct website, BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com. There's a banner on InfoWars as well over to BerkeyWater.com. Or call her right now, 1-888-803-4438. And if they're busy, leave her name and number, they'll call you right back. 888-803-4438. Anything in closing, Debbie?
We're just real excited that we can sell the stainless steel travel Berkeys in California. So for your California listeners, they've been holding out for stainless steel. Give me a call.
All right. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
We'll talk to you soon. Give her a call. Okay, I believe in the sponsor. I know it works. I use it, and it's made in America. I know it's not made in India or China. We're evil. But 888-803-4438. Call them. Take control of your life. It's so important. All right, let's. Who's up first here? You said. Steve in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Listen to you every day and really enjoy your show. Wanted to congratulate you on what you're doing. It's gotten me started and a number of other people that I know. I particularly wanted to congratulate you on yesterday's show with Charlie Sheen. I thought it was. Extremely well considered, and the comments that he made were very well taken all the way around. I think the celebrity added to it will probably help bring in a lot of other people that wouldn't otherwise pay attention.
Well, exactly. I mean, we've had all these other prominent scientists and professors and former Bush administration officials and Reagan officials saying the same thing, and then Charlie Sheen wants to come on and boldly stand up and take a lot of risk. I mean, he can only be commended. I mean, oh, well, he had trouble earlier in his life. Well, who didn't? You know, so what? He doesn't
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. And in aid of that, there's two things in the American Statesman today that I thought you might be interested in. In the Nation section on the back of page one, there's a little paragraph entitled, Agent, I Warned of Terrorist, that mentions an FBI agent who interrogated Musawi before September the 11th, and it warned his supervisors more than 70 times that Musawi was a terrorist, and was, his name is Harold Samet, and told jurors that at his death penalty trial yesterday that his efforts to secure a warrant to search his belongings were frustrated at every turn.
Yeah, I actually have that. I actually have that article here in the stack, and while you're talking, I'm trying to find it. I keep going.
He accused the FBI officials, his superiors, of criminal negligence. So, obviously, there was extreme incompetence, if not collusion at the top, to suppress any evidence of a possible attack beforehand.
Yeah, read me that headline. I want to see if it's the same story I've got.
It says, Agent, colon, I warned of terrorists.
Yeah, I've got a headline here somewhere that I can't find for some reason, where it's, I think the headline's like, FBI agents attack superiors over evidence not, I'll try to find it here in a minute, and basically, Zacharias Michaui, in any op the government's going to carry out, they've got to go out and provocateur a patsy who their people can meet with and then talk into shooting their mouths off at the local bar. And then they can trot out, the patsy, like Marinus Vanderlube, who they charged with the Reichstag fire and they cut his head off over it. That's what Hitler did. So they always, you know, get, and then Zacharias Michaui tried to call witnesses showing that he was a patsy. They were trying to get him to talk about doing stuff that he didn't.
Right.
Now it's come out they've coached witnesses, covered up evidence, falsified documents. That's all been in the news about this trial. They haven't convicted one person yet. Now they finally convicted Massawi, and it's coming out in sentencing that it's all staged.
Right. But in this case, they've got an FBI agent stating that he warned his superior 70 times. I think that's...
Well, I mean, we've interviewed the lawyer for FBI agent Robert Wright. Sterling record, moving up to the ranks quickly. He specifically knew all about what was about to happen, and he was told, you'll be arrested if you stop him. And then after the attacks, he was told, if you talk about it, you'll be arrested under national security. And then so he got up on the National Press Club and said, all I can tell you, and he broke down in tears, is the Bushes vacationed with the Bin Ladens. And he broke down crying. He said, here's the letter. I'll be arrested under national security. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But I think we have that clip somewhere in the computer. We haven't played it in years. Maybe they don't have it now. But it's in Masters of Terror. But the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens. Gee, what could he be trying to tell us? And of course, he just said that because it's been in the news. But see, people just can't get that. Oh, I guess, and by the way, he was a Republican. It's not like it's some Bush hater. You know, you get these mindless Bush followers that just think it's all liberal lies.
Right.
Now, the Democrats are helping cover this up, too. Thanks for the call. And here's an example of this. The Charlie Sheen story got tens, that's not true. I was told 8 million page views yesterday on the two sites together in the aggregate. And I would imagine now, that's how my brain works, that since I checked that this morning, a couple more million have come in, but it's slowed down to, what they say, a few hundred thousand for each page, each website that has it posted every hour. So I guess it's getting up close to 9 million or something. But again, I haven't checked. 8 million page views. And of course, most of that is because Drudge linked to it for 4 hours. Most of that came in 4 hours. And that site just gets, I forget, what is it, like 20 million visitors a day? I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how much that site gets. Because there's not many stories on it, and it gets such huge traffic. And so if your story's up there, and like all these other news hounds and all these other people that are too lazy to check their inboxes, that's where the really good news is that listeners send you from all over. They, you know, they go up to Drudge every day. And he posts it up there and then jerks it out for 4 hours and then doesn't put it in his archive. He never does that. So email Drudge and say, Drudge, why didn't you post that story? Why aren't you covering it? Why aren't you reporting on it? Call the Associated Press. I talked to AP reporters who were, yeah, this is big. Well, we're going to get this out. And you call them back. Oh, we're not running it now. Well, just upstairs said no. Now you call Hollywood Reporter. Hey, did you get that? Yeah, I got it yesterday afternoon. Do you think it's a big story? Yeah, it's big. Well, what's going to happen? I passed it on. They're not going to run it. And you call another. You know, the other big syndicate. That covers Hollywood news, and they're just, yes, we think it's big, but, the reporters are telling you they think it's big, but it's not going to be run. Well, why? Well, I can't really get into that, and please don't say my name. I mean, they're shocked, too. I mean, imagine if Charlie Sheen would have fallen off of a bicycle or had a motorcycle wreck, or if Charlie Sheen would have gotten an argument with his wife in front of people at a coffee shop, if Charlie Sheen would have been seen, you know, smoking marijuana. It would be top news on CNN, ABC, Fox, endlessly. He goes on the air and cogently talks about having a real investigation and talks about how, concerning the war, that Bush is arrogant. And then, meanwhile, Carlos Santana, which is, you know, nothing on the scale of a Charlie Sheen, if we're being, you know, big. I mean, he's been an A-list actor for 20 years. Been in over 65 major films, got two coming out this year, one of the number one TV shows in the country, on for 3 years, signed on for a new season. And it's just, yes, it's a big story. No, we're not running it. And then I call and I talk to Jeff Williams at the AP in L.A., and I mean, he just sounded like a gritty individual. And he just, no, we're not running it. No, we're not running anything. We're not running anything about Charlie Sheen. I know Charlie Sheen. I go, is it newsworthy? Why did your very office run the Santana piece? I go, and the guy just got mad. And I said, you know it's newsworthy. Tell me it isn't newsworthy when Charlie Sheen says these things and that it wouldn't run if it didn't have 9/11 stuff in it. And he's like, I'm not going to let you bait me. He just yelled it. I'm not going to let you bait me. Slam the phone down. And then you talk to others, and they're like, yeah, we think it ought to run, yeah, but it's not going to. See, Drudge thought it was big, put it up, and then, boom, jerked it. Email Drudge, asking what's going on, asking why it's not up. Call the AP in your town. Call them. If you're in a good-sized city, I mean, Austin's only, you know, a million metro, 800,000 in the town, and then they've got an Associated Press, and be nice to him. You know, ask him, are you going to run it? You know, this is a big story. And they go, well, no, no, we're not going to. Or, no, no, it's not a big story. Go, well, why is all this other stuff big? Why, if somebody says they think, you know, Bush is an idiot, it's top news? Because there's not substance behind it. They can't report that. I talked to Charlie this morning. What was his statement? He just reiterated the quote of, you know, if there's something wrong with building seven story, then the whole thing, there's something wrong with the whole thing. His exact quote's on the website. By the way, there's a typo in our story. It was 1,100 feet, not 120 feet, that the fire went down the elevator shafts, and we screwed that up. Charlie pointed that out to me this morning. He's real sharp. And so I forgot to tell Ryan Slickhuysen that. I forgot to tell Paul Joseph Watson that. You guys need to change that immediately. Because it has been picked up by a lot of big alternative media and some medium-sized town newspapers have picked it up. But, again, that's not the controlled media. And this is an exercise in that. It's an exercise in documenting the control. It's a demonstration, better than it's an exercise, in showing how they'll report on somebody if they're out with a call girl 10 years ago and still talk about it every day. There's articles out about that today. And, you know, stuff about Charlie Sheen got Heather Locklear to talk to his wife for him. Oh, how bad of him. Ooh. Meanwhile, you know, he's putting it all on the line to say this because he said it so cogently. It doesn't fit the caricature they want to put on him. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look at this news. Iraqi diplomat gave U.S. pre-war WMD details Saddam's foreign minister told CIA the truth, so why didn't the agency listen? He was their paid-off agent. He said he doesn't have any biological, any chemical, nothing. And now that's NBC News. Too little, too late. Kissinger, quote, America's global strategy benefits from the Indian participation in building a new world order. So let's give them more nukes. That's a good thing, but let's attack Iran, who can't have them for 10 years. Continuing, Japan's rich by organs from executed Chinese, London Independent. And our own State Department says on its website, it isn't true, China doesn't sell organs. When the Chinese government advertises in major medical magazines and publications saying that they have them and advertising it, that's the level of denial our government tries to give us. And it says hundreds of well-off Japanese other nationals are turning to China's burgeoning human organ transplant industry, paying tens of thousands of pounds for livers and kidneys, which in some cases have been harvested from executed prisoners and sold to hospitals. And I've heard neocons the last few years promoting that idea here, killing people and taking their organs, which then puts an incentive in there to kill by a corrupt government. Chinese internet dissident gets 10-year sentence, and that was just for having a little human rights internet website criticizing what they do. Here's another one. AAP, China bans weird baby names. See, that's the incredible freedom of the country we're giving all our industry to. Already only allowing to have one child, Chinese parents may now face restrictions on what name they can give their baby. China is planning to introduce new regulations on name registration, registration, can't talk now, because the government's computer database is unable to handle rare Chinese characters, state media reported today. Well, that sounds reasonable. Can't name your child now. Probably have that here soon. Death squads on the prowl. Iraq convulsed by fear. Admitted death squads marching around killing everyone. Paramedic who worked on WTC morgue dies of respiratory illness, AP. And in my film, I talk about, 12 dogs dying. Now it's been like 20-something. Almost all of them have died from lung cancer or a nasal cancer. The same thing's happening with firefighters and police. A 41-year-old paramedic who worked at the morgue for months after September 11th, 2001, an attack at the World Trade Center, was buried Monday after dying of an asbestos-related cancer. And of course, the building was asbestos, and they weren't worried about giving the cops breathers for 3 days, and the firemen, but you're with Al-Qaeda, if you say that, you're just trying to undermine the president. Then the president blocked $90 million payout by the EPA to help the firemen and police. That's your government. Bunch of sick scum. Pat Tillman's dad, what happened to my son? It has all been a lie after a lie after a lie after a lie. New York Times. And you'll go read this article just how at every level they lied from the start and told him to shut up and lied and lied and lied. They are liars. That's all they do is lie. I'm sorry to all the callers that are holding. I'm out of time. Won't have time to take your calls, but call me back tomorrow and I'll be able to take your calls. Dutch coffee shop introduced fingerprint ID to make sure when you're buying things over the counter that are only for adults. You've got a thumb scan. That's coming here too, but it'll be part of the national ID card, which is going to have a graduated sales tax, and so we'll have to make sure you're not cheating on your bracket. Identity cards, a present to terrorists and criminals, spy heroin says, this out of the Scotsman, a national identity card scheme will be a present to terrorists, criminal gangs, and foreign spies, one of Britain's most respected former intelligence agents has told ministers. And top security experts said, as the others have, it'll actually make things worse. That's the plan. The globalists are the spies and crooks. The warning from Daphne Park, who served 30 years as senior controller for MI6, the Secret Intelligence Service, came as a preliminary power struggle over the identity cards bill dragged on. House of Lords has rejected it for the fourth time. Tony Blair continues to pass it. 80%+ of the country is against it. And here's that other article I just mentioned. Lords defeats ID card bill for fourth time, London Independent. BBC covers the concerns over military and police merging. White House pushes more schools for drug testing. Testing for their product. Testing for product placement. I'm out of time. Go to InfoWars.com. Get the Citizens Rule Book. Learn your rights. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow. God bless you all. Spread the Sheen story.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.